Well, good morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network. How about that? People of Heaven, brand new song, just released not even 3 days ago. Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake. If you heard the music like I've heard it, then you recognize those voices and you knew exactly. People of Heaven, can you imagine living forever and forever worshiping with our Lord? Well, we're here to uplift you. Good morning, everybody. CA here at the Faith Studio 1, Central Downtown, Fort Worth, up top the tower. That's right. Guess what day it is? It's a Wednesday morning, and it's the Wednesday uplift. Very hot, humid, sticky out here in Fort Worth, Texas. Our temperatures, like yesterday, was 113. Today's going to be the same thing, 113 this morning. I'm looking at our temperature gauge. It's 89 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Drank plenty of water. In fact, I've got to get some more water here real soon. And freeze your waters, okay? All right. I didn't mean to hit the mic there. But anyway, y'all know the norm, right? Like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you check that like button, guys, all you got to do is if you want to text me a prayer, which we're fixing to read some text of prayers. We're going to read four, and I'm going to read another four. That's my little tradition that I'm starting to do as a body of believers for our radio listeners out there. All you got to do is copy it and paste it, put it in your notes, text a prayer, Morning Brew Christian Podcast, text a prayer, and text it to me. We'd love to answer your prayers as best, or have, you know, pray for your prayers, and then God would answer them, okay? Not enough coffee this morning. Okay. Other than that, you can like me on all major networks too as well. Terry in the United States writes me on our first text of prayer. Good morning, CA. Pray that God will help me get rid of my bed bug problem. Ooh, ouch. Bed bugs, yes. Have y'all ever dealt with bed bugs? It is a pain. And yes, we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. So we're going to come together, Terry, as a body of believers. And we're going to pray those bed bugs be gone. So, dear Lord, we come to you together, united in prayer as a body of believers. We want to pray for Terry in the United States, God. We want to pray that she gets rid of her bed bug problem. We know you got a handle on it. We'll know that you'll take care of it. And please help her in every way. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. Jacqueline in New Orleans writes me, pray that my manager Carson can be delivered from a spirit of fear and anger. Okay, we've been there working at different jobs. I'm sure y'all have. I have, where there is a spirit of anger and a spirit of fear. I don't know, maybe she's talking about fear and anger for Carson, the manager, or maybe the fear, you know, it sounds like it may be Carson's dealing with both. God can deliver. But the good news is that a body of believers, we can pray. We can pray hopefully that there is no enemy, which I'm sure there is, an evil spirit that is living inside of Carson. So we're going to pray right now that that be gone, and that peace and love be around the surrounding of where you're working at, okay? So Jacqueline in New Orleans, here we go. Dear Jesus, we come together this morning as a body of believers and as radio listeners, and we want to pray for Jacqueline's manager, Carson, can be delivered from a spirit of fear and anger. And God, if there's an evil spirit inside of him right now, we just pray in Jesus' name that that evil spirit be gone, cast it out, and that peace and love will be rolled in through you. For we give all of this to you. In Jesus' name we pray. In 110% total agreement. Amen. All right. Kara in New York writes me, good morning, CA. I just want to say I love your radio show and I love the Wednesday uplift. Thank you. And we're glad to have your prayer request on here. Please pray that our family can receive healing from a different situation that happened in our home. Absolutely. You know, God is a God of love. He is a God that can deliver. And he is a delivering God on time, always on time. And you know what? He will deliver you with what you're going through. And we're going to pray right now for you, Kara, in New York. Sorry that you guys are going through this, by the way. Dear Lord, we pray for Kara in New York. God, you know the situation. We pray that her family can receive complete healing in Jesus' name from a very difficult situation that happened in their home. God, you've got it, and you can take these whole situations and fix them. And we lift it up and give it all to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Chris in California writes me, CA, will you please pray for my chest pains to go away? Absolutely. If it gets to be too much, go to ER. Go to the emergency room. ER is defined as emergency room. Okay, or call an ambulance if need be there, Chris. So we're going to come together as a body of believers. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you just be with Chris in California. God, you know that whole situation. I just pray that you just help him with whatever he's going through. God, you have him, and we lift it up and give it all to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A lot of times, guys, we go through the eye of the storm, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Ryan Stevens reminds us as you listen to these words. Eye of the storm. Good morning. Wednesday Uplift with CA.
In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the
is failing.
That's a beautiful song right there. Excuse me. That is by King and Country. What are we waiting for? And, you know, what are we waiting for? We're waiting for us to stay stagnatic and not move and not do what we want God to do for us in our lives. Let me just share some, if I may, and then I want to talk just a little bit on this next upcoming song that I normally don't play, but it's going to make a lot of sense. And you know, as I read these prayer requests, and you know, I sat in a church pew for a long time, and we're talking about a guy that has minister's license, that's been in ministry, and I didn't put God first in a situation like I should have, because he called me in the ministry field. He called me to do the ministry work, and I was sitting on a pew for 3 years, and I never will forget this one gentleman who was my mom and dad's neighbor across the street, and he had died. He had passed away, but there was a hunger and a desire. It was a missed opportunity. So that song can definitely pertain to me. What am I waiting for? Why didn't I take the leap of faith and do what God wanted me to do? So when I guess the story to this is, guys, is when God's telling you to do something, do it. Don't just wait. Now, before I get ready to play the song, I just want to talk a little bit. You guys that have been through anxiety, has this been a week of anxiety attacks? Maybe you've just haven't been your best. The heat doesn't help. With it being a hot, especially down here in Texas and all across, the temperature is well over 100 and something degrees, 130. Well, let's just say 107 to about 113 degrees in some areas. God wants us to take care of the temple. He wants us to take care of our bodies. He wants us to hydrate. When something doesn't seem right, like this gentleman that had a prayer request in for chest pains. Go to the doctor. Go to the hospital if you don't feel good. It's usually a sign that God's telling you something to get to the hospital. You've got to take care of your temple. You got to take care of yourself. It's very important. There's a song that I'm fixing to play on the Wednesday Uplift that is very special. Maybe you've lost someone, and I hate to bring it up, in COVID times. Maybe during COVID times you've lost someone that had COVID. I lost some friends that had passed away from COVID. I never caught COVID. I can honestly say I never did. Me or my other two brothers, my kids did. But me or my other two brothers and my mom and my dad, we never caught COVID. But I've lost friends with COVID. Maybe you lost your husband. Maybe you lost your wife. Maybe you lost your daughter, your son. Maybe you just got so much going on. Maybe you lost your mother. Maybe you lost your dad. We're getting ready to celebrate my dad's birthday, you know, coming up in on August the 10th, we're going to celebrate it on the 13th. There's a song I want to play, and I'm very blessed. A lot of people say, see, hey, you're blessed. You know, your dad's fixing to be 80 years old. My parents ain't even around still. I know. I'm very blessed. God has literally had his hands on our family. I don't know what some of y'all are going through. I know there's some people that I know that have lost their moms, that has lost their dads, and that don't understand how come maybe a prayer that they pray didn't get answered. I wish I had the answer, but I know one thing. You're going to see him again, and there's a song I want to dedicate to a lot of y'all that have lost people on the Wednesday Uplift, and this song is dedicated to you all because you're going to see him again one day. It's a Wayne Watson song, Out of the Vault. Home free. Listen to the words. Home free. Wayne Watson, get a handkerchief. You're going to need it.
Heavenly Father, if you know my heart, surely you can reach.
The beautiful voice of Jackie Velasquez. That's back in her younger years. You know, guys, now now she's a grown woman, like in her 20s, about 26, 28, with some beautiful children, married with beautiful children, and she's just enjoying life, and God has just really blessed her. You know, I remember having an 8-track cassette tape and listening to her and singing that song. That's from the CA Vault, by the way. I will rest in you. We need rest. We need rest, and God will give us the rest that we need. I want to read, I was going to do 4 prayer requests. I think we're going to do just 2 more prayer requests as we get closer to closing out on the Wednesday uplift. Jessica in North Carolina writes me and says, CA, good morning. Asking for God to deliver me from an evil substance abuse addiction. I know I fall short daily from being perfect. I've lost everything but my faith. Well, that's the number one thing. You can lose everything, but if you got your faith in the Lord, you got your faith in the Lord, Jessica, God can guide you in the right direction. And we as prayer partners and on my radio station and our Christian podcasting network, we're going to be praying for you. And there's prayer partners right now all across in our area and all across the global that is going to be praying for you and praying for the situation. God will deliver you. You've got the main thing, the faith. You see, you put all your faith, hope, and trust in the Lord, and He will hold on to this. I'm sorry to hear you lost everything, but the good news is that you have your faith. And even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, that's all it takes, because He's right there with you. And when He guides and opens doors for you for counseling and for drug addiction classes, number one thing I'd recommend, get away from that evil substance and abuse addiction. You need to get away from that and get help. Okay? In fact, call 988-SEND. Let them help you. Let's pray for you, okay? Thank you for being honest and sending that. Dear Jesus, we come together as united in prayer and as a body of believers. We want to pray for Jessica. God, her situation, to deliver her from an evil substance and an abusive addiction. God, we know you got her, and she feels like she has fallen short daily from being perfect, but she's lost everything but her faith in you, and I just pray you just open heaven's bays windows, God. I just pray you just help her, and I know you will. And we lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, you hear me all the time on these texts of prayers and all these different needs, from anxiety to mental health to depression to the run out of funds. Tammy in the United States writes me, please pray God will provide people and direction to meet all of our needs. See, here's someone right now struggling. They're asking that God will provide people and direction to meet all their needs. They're probably struggling financially. Maybe they don't have enough food on the table. You know, not even talking politics. The inflation has just been horrible. It's been through the roof. Let's pray for Sister Tammy right now in the United States. What do you say? As a body of believers, dear Jesus, we just pray right now for Tammy. God, I just pray you just help her and that you provide the needs that she needs in the right direction. Please, dear Lord Jesus, we just give all this to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I feel like I have one more one, okay? It's an urgent one. It's anonymous in Illinois, writes me. Pray for safety and trust that are affecting the foundation of my relationship and the health of others, okay? I don't know what the situation is, anonymous in Illinois, but I'm sorry to hear that you're having safety and trust issues, and it's affecting your foundation, relationship, and health. Try to get the help you need. Let's come together, 988-SEND. Try that, okay, on your phone. Let's pray for you as a body of believers. Dear Jesus, we just pray for this anonymous one in Illinois. God, their situation of safety and trust that's affecting their foundation and their relationship and the health of others. God, you've got this whole situation. We lift it up and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Okay. Let's do this one from Pastor Twin Wells. That's right, Pastor Twin Wells of the Whitestone Church that will be online, that I will be posting this fall. They're getting preparations ready. How about Never Give Up? We need a pump up on a Wednesday. The Wednesday Uplift with CA. Hit it, Pastor.
You're never gonna let me go. I'm telling you.
search me, oh God, and know my heart today. Try me, oh Savior. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I surrender all. I surrender right now, offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, my Lord, for I know that this is my spiritual act of worship, and I don't want to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind, then I'll be able to test and approve what your will for my life is.
Amen. Amen. That's all we got to do, guys, is surrender all. My friend, the late Carmen, I love playing his music. You can always hear it exclusively and mostly on my radio station and Christian podcast show, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. So you want to be sure to subscribe, okay? And just remember, just like Carmen said, I, me, you, out there in radio land, we surrender all and give it to him. All right, we're going to close out on one of my favorites. He's a worship leader. You got it, Phil Wickham. This is our God. Worship with me, and let's close out the Wednesday uplift for this week. What do you say? We get closer to the weekend. Celebrate with me, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning. That's right. This is our God. What a way to close that out. Phil Wickham. Guys, I always enjoy spending as much time as I can when we can do these podcasts. And it's always a blessing to have you be a part of it on the Wednesday Uplift this morning with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Please, again, share my podcast anytime with your friends, with your family, people that are down and discouraged. I always like to, before I close out in prayer, I always like to give some words of encouragement to some of you guys, again, that are down and out, that are discouraged, that are frustrated, and says, you know, CA, you always seem so happy. Well, you know, CA has his moments too, and we all do. It's called being normal. It's being a normal human being, because that's what we are. But we're also the family of God. But I want you to think about something. When you're down to nothing, God's up to something. And He has a master plan for you in your life. And He knows when you're down, and He knows when you're sad. He may know when you're lonely. He may know when you're depressed. But He has sources. The source is Him. Taking it to the table. Making yourself a prayer room. You can be anywhere. Your prayer room could be in your car, could be in your bedroom, could be in your prayer closet, in your closet. You've got to have time with our Father God. One-on-one, you and Him. And remind Him how much you love Him, how much you appreciate Him. There's some people that say, well, can you be angry at God? Well, you can. I personally cannot, because I love Him. But everybody has their different ways, and I respect everybody's ways. But I know one thing. He has been there for me every step of the mile, especially the last couple of years. That hopefully we can chat a little bit about on my journey. Coming up, as we get ready to celebrate 4 years, that's right, 4 years with the Morning Brew, giving myself a hand clap, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I mean, guys, this is awesome. 4 years on the air, 4 years on iHeartRadio, 4 years on iHeartRadio Network, I should say, and then 4 years on just regular radio, and then, of course, the Christian podcast. It has been very successful. I'm not even a gentleman that's even after numbers. I'm just doing my job, and that is being the arms and feet for Jesus and let people know that they're loved and they're appreciated. I have a heart. I carry my heart inside of me and on my sleeve for people that may need Brother Hall to pray for them. I encourage you. You want to be a friend of mine on Facebook? C.A. Hall. Be my friend. We're going to check it for scammers, of course. I don't want any scammers. I don't want anybody that's overseas that is a boot or whatever you call it. We don't do that. I used to be on TikTok. I've got off TikTok. I am on Twitter. I say Twitter. It's called X now. It's still hard for me to say Twitter. But I guess Elon changed that to X, whatever you call it. But anyway, I'm on that. At Mornings Brew. You can also catch me on Instagram, CA Hall FTW, that's like Frank Tom Ward, at 0605, and that's it, on regular Instagram. We're also on this Instagram thing that they kicked off. I don't even know what my handle is on that. Maybe at Mornings Brew, it may be the same thing. But anyway, you're loved and you're appreciated, so let's close out in prayer. And please do not be discouraged. It's normal to be discouraged, but try not to, okay? Reach out and get yourself some help. Okay, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. Father God, I pray You watch over, God, protect us. We love You, God. We just can't imagine our world without You. Be with the prayer requests that we prayed over today, and may their lives be touched and be blessed. And God, just let us have a great day. Keep us ever so safe in this heat. Keep us hydrated. Keep us healthy. And we lift it up and give it all to You. In Jesus' name we pray, in 110% total agreement. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I've got to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth. Again, it's about 89 degrees, and I got to get rolling. So I want you guys to please feel free to, if there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know. Okay? All righty. We will talk to you soon. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.